You're listening to the Vinny Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from New Zealand in English. And we've got listeners from all around the world, so I hope you and I all kind of feel together in a clandestine cabal sort of way. My very special guest is Daniel Holdings from DanielHoldings.com, author of a couple of books there, and you can go and check those out, and you can read brief snippets of it as I have before you make your purchase, if you wish to. And you know what is interesting about fiction? Is that you know the old saying that many truths are said in jest? Well, many truths are said in fiction as well. That essentially, people wouldn't be able to process it and get it unless it was delivered to them in a fictional context. That's what I find interesting.
I think that's absolutely right, and that was part of the motivation for writing those books, is that there were a lot of things that I had learned when I told you I just woke up about 3.5-4 years ago. There were a lot of things that I had learned. They were so voluminous that, you know, to sit down and talk with somebody, you'd make their eyes glass over and their head spin. So what I really want to do is to put it in a concise, interesting, exciting format that they could actually glean some interesting and helpful information, and thus those books that came across. That's how I ended up doing that. Excuse me. You know, one of the things that talking about things that are fiction and actually true. I wanted to mention this to you, and I'm sure you've actually heard this as well. You know, back on May 8th, 2012, because we're talking about 2012, we're talking about those things that are befalling the Earth, but, you know, there was a national security advisor to Obama, and his name was Thomas Donilon. Thomas Donilon asked for a rushed meeting with President Putin out of Russia. And at this meeting, he was talking about the souring relationships between Russia and America, and they were talking about trade sanctions, they were talking about potential conflicts, they were talking about all this stuff. And Putin got upset at him, and he said something like, well, you know, Obama hasn't done anything since he's been in there, and he's not being very cooperative. At the end of the meeting, this blew me away, this is one of the advisors to the head of the United States of America. This Donilon said, here's a quote, as the meeting neared its end, the report states that Donilon became decidedly dejected and voiced his concern to Putin about everything that was going on. And then he cryptically stated, now here's a quote, what's the difference in any of this anyway? Nostradamus is the one in charge. None of us even have a world to live in before the year's out. Now, Vinny, what the heck is that? this is a guy that advises the head of state, and they think Nostradamus is in charge. I for the life of me, this is an instance where fiction is stranger than life. I just don't understand.
Well, I don't know. It just sounds like those people are a bunch of Nostradamuses.
Well, that could very well be, but you know what? I think many times.
Well, hold on a second. Here's another thing. Hasn't there been a lot of predictions of the end of the world thus far, and thus far the world hasn't ended? And I get a question in from my good friend Karen Tostado, and it says, on December 21st, 2012, if nothing huge changes or anything like that, what will you then think about it?
That's a good question. Karen, I've already said that I think we'll be here December 22nd. I don't think December 21st is the end of the world.
She's having a roundtable discussion on the 21st. I'm going to be joining her there, but because I'm broadcasting live from the future, it'll actually be the 22nd for me. So I'll be able to give them a live report from the other end of the world at the end of the world.
and this is the thing. I don't think it's the end of the world. I've already said that. What I do think is that things have changed. They are changing, and that is marking a really, really significant time in the Earth's history. And we are going to see, you know, we see really crazy things going on now. And, you know, all you have to do is look at alternative media to see some of it.
Can I interject something here?
Sure.
You know, the meaning of the word apocalypse is the revealing of great truth or something to that effect, right?
Right.
Well, I was just thinking about this. We currently live in a world of great lies and deception. So it is the end of the liars and deceivers. It's their end, not ours.
One could only hope, and I hope so. But I fear that it's just more of the same, if not worse.
I think U.S. elections have taught us all that.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you just look, you know, I don't really like talking about politics because it drives me crazy. I mean,
me too. This reason I had to take 10 days off, bro, is right after the elections. It was just mind exploding with that stuff. In fact, let's change the subject quickly.
Well, you know, if you sit there and you say, okay, I'm a Republican or I'm a Democrat. Okay, so you believe the lies of the Republican, and you believe the lies of the Democrat. Choose which one. They're both lies. Doesn't really matter. You know, when you look at what happened in the U.S. elections, I don't believe he won that election at all. And the reason I say that is because, you know, there's no way that he could have got 108% in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. There's no way he could get that many votes there, or Ohio for that matter. Just, it didn't make sense. But my point is that they needed that guy in there. And Romney, this is the difference. Romney knew they needed that guy in there. Romney knew he was never supposed to win there. He was just the guy that was going up against him. This is the set thing. So, you know, one can only hope that as we near the end of December of 2012, we're going to see some good changes, but I fear what they are really doing is lining up for their end game, because, you know, I can't get out of my mind the Georgia Guidestones. They have an agenda. You were talking about, you know, smart meters before we went to break. You know, that's part of the totalitarian society that we are now moving into. I heard this crazy story. I read this crazy story where one of these towns in the Midwest, I think it might have been on the East Coast, where they're installing microphones and they're installing cameras on the street so that they can eavesdrop on conversations and see everybody what they're doing. Now, that's not,
you know, this reminds me of a couple of things. Firstly, the 21st is on a Friday, mm-hmm. and it'll be the last day of banking for the year. And incidentally, the Monday after that is the 100-year anniversary of the Federal Reserve Act, which, like most draconian legislation that has huge effects and of great importance, is passed over Christmas time when nobody's there.
I didn't even talk about that because, you know, economics, fiscal responsibility, I have an eye for that sort of thing, but let's talk about that for just a second. Now, if you don't believe that there's a meteor coming, and I don't think so, but if you don't believe that, you know, and I can't say this word, but the Mayan temple, the portal at the Mayan temple that these Mayan priests are trying to open up in Quetzalcoatl, I think is the name of it, doesn't let out the serpent god, and he doesn't consume everybody in his path, all you got to do is to look at the fiscal cliff. And I'm not talking about the fiscal cliff that the mainstream media are talking about. I'm talking about what you're just talking about, because the charter on December 21st is up. And, Vinny, do you know that charter, that it takes the approval of the president to renew that charter? Because it's only 100 years. It has to be renewed, right? Okay,
So it's under the approval of Barack Obama, who gave more money to the bankers in his first year of office than the entirety of U.S. presidents ever gave to the bankers in the entirety of frickin' history.
That's right.
I wonder which way he's going to vote.
Yeah, so that's a pretty easy guess. He'll probably go with it, I would think. But then, okay, it has to be approved by a supermajority of Congress. A supermajority of Congress. That's 60%, I think is what it is. Okay, those guys can't agree on anything. I mean, can you see the Republicans and the Democrats?
Apart from the Patriot Act.
Well, yeah, apart from the Patriot Act. But they were all scared to death. They were forced into that. That's why they did that, I guess. That's what they'll say.
Well, they all agree that they don't want to read legislation before they pass it. I think that's what they really fundamentally agree upon.
Okay, so as far as them approving that, that's a maybe. Okay, that's a maybe. They might go along with it, right? But the other thing that it takes is it takes a majority. No, I take that back. It takes 100% of all 50 states to ratify it. Now, Vinny, I don't know if you know much about Arizona or Texas, but those guys are rebels. They're never going to approve it. They want to secede from the union as it is.
Yeah.
So it's not going to get approved. What does that mean exactly? I don't know, but from
I think they might just throw some bait and switch type legislation in there. Like they'll call it something else, and then when people vote on that something else, thinking that it's actually different, they'll then switch it with the existing legislation that they wanted to pass in the first place. So people will vote on it without knowing that they're voting on it, and then it gets passed, and then they go, "Oh well, I'm sorry, it's passed now. It'll be impossible to repeal. You're slaves."
Well, that could be, and it wouldn't be beneath them to do that. But the other thing that I want to draw your attention to is FDIC insurance here in America. FDIC insurance is what governs deposits. That runs out on the 31st. If that goes away, there will be a bank run, and the banks will collapse. The economy will collapse. So I think they're playing for the end game, and it's not just, you know, we're not in Kansas anymore. This is way different than normal.
Yep. I tend to agree. You know, if anybody takes a real critical analysis across a multi-spectrum of different disciplines and things all over the world, everybody would know that we're in a huge state of flux right now, and the future's not set. Our fate is what we make for ourselves. So if you want to have a good future, try building one. Don't sit around and wait for one to be built for you, because I can assure you the future that will be built for you is a prison from which you will never be able to escape. Daniel Holdings from DanielHoldings.com. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening, and please donate at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. We'll see you again sometime.